Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pre-game show, early morning edition.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. Breakfast in bed and some breakfast in Joe's McFly.
I was going to say something else. That was going to rhyme with bed.
What were you going to say? BBD.
No. It's head. All right.
Joe's.
What up?
How you doing, dude? Did you catch the game last night?
I think I may have caught a glimpse of the game, you know? I think that was, you know,
yeah.
I caught a glimpse of that.
Yeah, I saw a couple reactions.
A little bit.
A couple reactions. there will be time to talk about last night's game on...
Yes.
Talking Yanks, Pinstripe Strong.
Yes.
Joe's, we have a early 12:35 game.
Do you like it?
Not the brunch game.
Not the brunch. Not We're the getting Sunday an 11:30 game this year. It's crazy.
People forget about that.
Yes.
I like it because we have plans tonight.
We have plans tonight.
Otherwise, I don't know. It's kind of a whole deal. Wednesday, 12:35. It's tough. Are you going to be at this game, Joe's?
I will be at this game.
Wow.
So
must be nice.
Yeah. Somebody hooked it up. They're like, yo, Joe, I need you at this game.
Yeah. Take these sticks. Me and BBD will be grinding.
I know.
We're working.
Little JJR.
It's work to me.
It's a grind.
It is work. Joe's, let's talk about this game. So much fun last night. Joe's, the lineup today is a little funky. I'm going to walk you through. We're going to do the lineup.
12:30.
Pitching path to victory.
Okay.
Homer draft.
Homer draft.
What to watch for is before some of that stuff. Over under. And then we'll do some premonitions. We'll try to keep it high and tight. Someone here to interview you. So, whoops. Sorry about it.
I got my helmet here.
Some cartoons. Aaron Hicks in center field. Aaron Judge DHing. The Aarons in the first two spots. Anthony Rizzo at first base. DJ at third. Glaber at second. Gallo left field. IKF at shortstop. Marwin in right field. Jose Trevino catching with Jameson Taillon on the bump. Joe's, what do you think about this lineup?
I don't like Stanton not being in the lineup because of yesterday in the 3-run homer. I understand it. Stretch of 23 and 22. But still, at this point, the Yankees have good juju, so kind of like anything that they kind of throw out there may work. Feels like.
Mm.
Well, how many times have you gotten mad about the lineup this year?
Not a lot. And that's because, Joe's, let's be honest, for Giancarlo Stanton and Josh Donaldson being on the bench, this isn't a bad lineup. I think we'd shuffle some things around. I'm a leadoff DJ guy. I think you're a leadoff DJ guy.
Yankees are not afraid of pinch hitting the last two spots.
They're not.
And they've been doing that.
They're not. And it seems like the guys are bought into that.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I care about. Like if Josh Donaldson, Stanton, Judge, Rizzo, DJ, whoever's getting the off day, if the team is in on that philosophy, I'm good with it.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you're an older guy, you got to get hot in, like, the seventh inning. Some guys aren't about that. But I guess if you know, start jogging.
Mm-hmm.
Take a couple swings. Marwin Gonzalez in right field.
We haven't seen him over there.
He's looked smooth. Smoother than any defenders at any positions.
Right.
He's a smooth guy.
Yeah, he's a smooth guy.
I
feel like he has like really, he takes a lot of time on his hair, maybe.
You think so?
I feel like it.
Okay.
I feel like maybe it's like,
I could see that.
Sure, he looks good and all of that.
Does he even like have hair? A lot of time. Marwin Gonzalez.
He's not bald.
No, he does. He's got okay. Kind of cool guy hair.
And I think he's got just enough hair that you could be like, he spends a lot of time
doing stuff with.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Joe's. I said this. It's a little bit old head in me. It's a little bit of old Yankees. After the Hicks ball in right field yesterday, I don't like.
Right field?
Oh. Or in left field, excuse me. I don't like giving him the leadoff spot. I know that's not how any of this works anymore. But, like, you know, it's kind of, you know, Joe's, we have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, if they do something bad and then you give them a cookie, that's bad.
Right.
You don't want to reward.
But do you think that maybe when that happened, he felt it already? Like,
maybe. It's kind of like an unspoken thing.
You know, when you mess up, when you like really mess up, and it probably hurts more
that
nobody says anything.
Mm.
Where it's like,
what he did.
Where somebody maybe just comes around.
Somebody like, yell at me. Somebody yell at me.
Yeah, like somebody, please say something. And it's like.
No, you know what you did.
Like, you just get the nods.
Yeah.
The nods are tough.
We hate the nods.
Yeah.
All right. That's the Yankees lineup. The Blue Jays are playing a bunch of bums. Jameson Taillon's on the bump.
On the lineup. Last point.
Yeah.
DJ's batting. Fourth, fifth, and we saw a doubleheader day. Like, it's like when the one of the big guys being Giancarlo Donaldson, I guess if Judge is adding those guys move up, does that make it easier to stomach that swap for you?
I see what you're saying.
The counter would be play everybody.
If I rather had a leadoff or a cleanup DJ or cleanup Hicks, I'd go DJ, but I'd also rather have a leadoff DJ over leadoff Hicks.
You're still getting
like I'd almost do if we're doing this, I'd almost do like a Joey Gallo empowerment day and be like, Joey, you're hitting fourth today, kid.
No.
I know.
He's looks so like I need him to gain confidence at the bottom of the lineup.
The crazy part is like, it looks a little better, like than it did.
Looks he's a walking little more. Better.
A little, right. Like we're talking. It was hard to look any worse, so it could only go one direction.
Hey, half important walk last night from Gallo moved the lineup.
Yes, he did. You know? He did. And Hicks gets on base at least. That's good.
That's where I'd love a kind of like what you're saying with Hicks, like you were kind of misbehaving. Now you're leading off, like make it matter so we don't have to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost do that. Like, hey, Joey Gallo, you want to hit fucking cleanup, dude? Let's see it.
You gotta ask him.
Like, here's the keys to the car, buddy.
You should ask him, really. We're hit cleanup today?
Oh, I wouldn't ask him anything.
He'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And he'd be like, if he says I don't know, then it's like, all right.
It's like, okay, six.
Never mind. Sit.
Rest day. Put Stanton in. How are you doing with Taillon? He's
last
good.
Last time we talked, actually, remember the pregame show that we
last
did?
Taillon
it was a Taillon day. And we said that he's kind of overlooked and he went out there and he kind of shoved.
Sneaky a stud.
Yes.
High pick. Free agency coming up.
Has a lot on the line. So, love Taillon.
Taillon, Jameson
between
Taillon.
Some other studs.
Yeah.
He might be like extra hyped up today, earlier game, and you know he loves coffee.
He's kind of hyped.
Loves
dude.
Coffee.
Loves coffee.
He loves coffee.
He hasn't pitched in like a full week.
The caffeine might be like having
if
him,
I was
like
Taillon,
Kramer type.
I wish I'd thought of this. I would have told him yesterday, send a DM. We're not tight.
Yeah.
But like imagine, like starting pitcher Jameson Taillon, like know how the starting pitcher is always like dialed?
Mm-hmm.
If, like, all the players each had, like, a coffee at their locker waiting for them.
On Taillon Day.
And it was just like, hey, you boys better bring it today.
As soon as he gets in there before everybody else except the clubbies.
Right.
Because he wants to create an aroma.
Yeah. Just smells like coffee. It smells like a coffee house.
Yes. There. Starbucks in the morning.
No Starbucks for JMO.
No. I'm saying like it smells like a Starbucks.
It smells like what we would know as a Starbucks.
Right. But you can smell the beans, and he can actually tell you what kind of bean it is just by the smell.
Joe's McFly used to flirt at Starbucks.
I did.
Joe's.
A lot.
That was true.
As a barista,
There's some rumors, there's some myths. That's true.
That's a Starbucks in the Heights. That's a dangerous place.
That should be a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Joe's, what's your pitching path to victory? Let's say J-Mo goes 5-6.
Well, Castro pitched yesterday. Yeah. I always like to kind of look at who pitched yesterday.
Right.
I think Holmes is available now because even though he pitched, you know, 2 days straight before
right.
yesterday, he only, what was it, like 17 pitches? It was like a low amount of pitches.
So let's
like over the 2 days.
Right, over the 2 days. It was like a low amount. So I think Holmes might be available.
Holmes is available.
You should be fine.
Castro through 22, Johnny through 26, Chad through 18, Wandy through 15. This Blue Jays lineup makes it tough for the lefties. I feel like Lickie gets left out of a lot of Blue Jays series. Let's see. Who else?
We do six from Tyone?
He can. Is it a Mike King day?
Very when well did he pitch? He pitched when we went to the game.
Yeah.
That would was Sunday.
It was game two Sunday. And he
oh,
what's today? Wednesday? Pitches.
It's two full days.
Okay.
It's a Mike King day.
We got options. So King.
Yeah.
Licky. Clay.
Full go.
Yeah.
Is Chappie out? Did he go back-to-back?
No.
No.
He didn't come in yesterday.
Chappie didn't come in yesterday because Judge hit a walk-off homer.
They were down three.
They were down Wandy pitch, remember.
So Wandy got it.
Tyone King Chappie.
Let's go.
I love the pitching path to victory.
That's
set up.
It's good. I like that.
And Clay's there if we need it.
Yeah.
Licky, you might be chilling, dog. I guess if Tyone needs to get out of, 4.2, Marinaccio's out there. Mm-hmm. I love our pitching path to victory. Joe's, I'm skipping what to watch for. We were supposed to keep this tight, but we can't keep it tight. We're so damn excited.
Yeah, very excited.
So I think we should go to our most exciting segment of the show. 2, 3, 4.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Homer draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the game. Joe's is going today. He's in those nice seats.
Legends.
He's in those seats you see right by home plate. And you're like, one day I'm going to sit in those seats. That's where Joe's McFly is going.
Noah will be mad that I'm going to a game.
Noah will be mad at you. You can go to the game. Some of those seats will be on sale. And you actually, Wednesday day game, you might get a good.
For the low.
You might get a good deal. And if you use code PREGAME, you get $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. Go check them out. SeatGeek, you know them. You know SeatGeek. You're a sports fan. You're watching the Talking Yanks pregame show. You know SeatGeek. Code PREGAME. Save yourself some money. Go wave at Joe's McFly.
A lot of green seats today.
A lot of green seats. Good value. We're value guys. You guys did the Homer draft yesterday. BBD, you want to catch us up?
I'll catch you up. Joe's picked on your behalf. And with his first pick, he took Aaron Judge. Turned out to be a pretty smart pick. On the turnaround, I got Stanton and Donaldson for Jimmy. Stanton on the board. Mm. Not in the lineup today. So it turned out to be a master play.
Yeah. Mm.
Donaldson, okay. And DJ was the other pick.
Yeah.
Also not in. So playing the game right.
Great job.
Scoring.
Great job by you guys.
So now
that's just I'm a little confused because I watched, up and through the ninth inning, Judge didn't have a homer yesterday.
Right.
But he got one?
Kinda did.
Huh.
It's the reason we're here smiling.
Jordan Romano. You twitchy. What's going on?
You hang him, we bang him.
So what we do. So who has the honors? Joe's as Jimmy.
He gets the first pick again.
We did rock paper scissors to determine.
And Jimmy who got to be and who. Jimmy Joe's hasn't taken Judge yet. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. But
Is that funny business?
Jimmy Joe's hasn't taken. No, no, no. You know the rules. You know the rules. You know the rules of the game.
Okay.
You get first pick.
Now, it's Berrios pitching. So, actually.
Yeah.
I know Judge has that, but I'm feeling Rizzo today.
Smart first pick.
Don Antonio Rizzo. Short porch him to death.
We love the porch.
We love the porch. You guys need to embrace them. Don't ever be embarrassed about that porch.
So you took Rizzo. That's basically the strategy I was going to tell you. You should have taken Rizzo. I mean, I think I'm DJ Gallo. I don't love that in a 2-day homer draft.
Yeah, brother. Really? Oh, I'm on yesterday's lineup. Hilarious.
It would be Hicks or Glaber and the righties is still a thing.
Glaber in day games, though.
Hicks could want the redemption lean off. I like DJ. I like Berrios throwing a little slider away, and okay. DJ goes porch.
Yes, yes.
And Joey was close yesterday. Like, and it's just Joey. So, who's your second pick?
Judge.
Ah-ha.
There it goes. Judge.
That makes a lot of sense.
Judge.
That makes a lot of sense. BBD, do you know the over-under for today's game?
You're typing it in. I'm typing some stuff in. Did you say DJ and Gallo?
I said DJ and Gallo.
DJ was your second pick yesterday.
Well, shit. Okay, I will go DJ, or Hicks and Gallo. Hicks and Gallo.
Hicks
to the six. He's pissed off. He needs to redeem himself.
He's hitting lefty.
Lefty. Porch.
Okay. Embrace the porch.
I'm just going to give the over-under 7.5.
Is that it? Oh, it's too early, right?
Unless that's what you have. It's a
that's
day game.
That's what it was yesterday. I have 7.5 for today.
We chose the over yesterday, both of us.
The Tyones. Really? You guys got it.
We got it.
Yeah.
I'll go over again. Let's get nuts.
Bring back the offense.
Bring back the offense. Let's get nuts.
Yes.
Blue Jays are going to be pissed today.
Let them. And I want them to hate the short porch, too.
What are you going? Over, under?
I'm going over.
Okay.
Smart, you're going to the game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to the game. So that's kind of like a rule.
You can motivate.
Over.
You can motivate. Yankees team ERA 2.59.
Beautiful.
That's really good.
Pristine.
Pulled up Tyone's baseball reference page. And honestly, we're in a year of big-time pitching.
Yeah.
Even with that context, by ERA plus, so far it's been his best season relative to the league in that category.
Wow.
Shows how good he's
I love Tyone's pitching. He's very ballsy out there, too. He's, like, mad a little bit.
A little mad. My premonition for today is Joseph McFly gets a baseball at the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think bench is clear at some point.
Might be right.
We were early that's on that premise. Train last how about, time they scored.
How about all that last night?
How about Donaldson? I don't know your name. I'm good on you, bro. I love that.
The Yankees needed some of that.
Yes.
And he is that for them. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.